Welcome to the 3-Point Stance,
your weekly fantasy football podcast.
From Lightsaw Productions and the website of 1320wils.com, I'm your host, Brad.
And I'm his brother, Jason. With us, as always, is our stat man, Honest Rob.
What's up, party people? Ready for some second part draft action here?
Rob's referring to our second part of the draft coming up today. We're going to hit our next five rounds of the draft. Last week, we did our first five rounds. So now we'll get round 6 through 10, which is where things get a little bit interesting in a draft, usually.
Yes, right after that, we're going to get into a conversation about Jamar Charles from one of the listeners that we had an email wanting to know where we think he should go in the draft, and actually sparked some pretty good conversation between us about where we think he should go, and we're going to bring that to you listeners.
Yeah, got my interest in Jamal Charles going, definitely, and got some good stats here. So before we get to that, though, we're going to kick off our sixth round of the draft with our first pick in the sixth round is Honest Rob.
Alrighty, thank you. Just to recap, this is my third team stuck in the 10 hole, so I've had to pick everybody. I've had to double up on just about everybody. I drafted LeSean McCoy and Brady in 1-2, Larry Fitzgerald and Mike Wallace, I think much to Jay's dismay, in 3-4.
Stole both of the wide receivers I was looking at.
And now I'm going to go ahead and double up on running backs. I had taken Ryan Matthews as my last pick just before we left last week. So I'm going to start back, and I'm going to reluctantly, I guess I'll say, go with D'Angelo Williams. I feel like I need more running backs here, just because running backs tend to get hurt. But I'm not a believer in Williams, but it's kind of like Jason was talking about a little bit earlier. He's hard to ignore at this point.
Yeah, it's a good spot for him. I mean, none of us really believe in the Carolina offense all that much, but you know, in the sixth round of the draft, it's hard to deny him still being out there.
And the fact of the matter is, they just signed him to a new deal. To me, when you sign someone for the amount of money that they signed to, they're saying, you are the guy. You know, you don't sign someone to a big deal just so you can sit him on the bench and let the, you know, second string take about half the carries. You know, he's going to be the guy there. And, you know, it's value-based drafting at this point. You got to take the best available guy. And luckily for Rob, it was a good guy in a position that he needs at this team. He needed to build up that running back a little bit. Now he's got his running backs taken care of. You know, now he can kind of go for some of the flexes and other players out there.
Yeah. And I believe that would lead to my pick on my third team, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so this will be my sixth pick on my third team. I've already got Ray Rice and Steve Jackson at running back, Dwayne Bowe and Santonio Holmes at wide receiver, and Drew Brees at quarterback. Looking for my third running back probably at this point. Again, though, this is a value pick. You know, you just sort of get whoever's best out there at this point. Right now, I'm eyeballing the running back position. I think I'm going to go with Felix Jones. Just because he is a starting running back, and I think he's going to setting up for a pretty decent year there in Dallas. I think all of Dallas is going to have a pretty decent year.
With Tony Romo being back.
Yes, and I think Felix Jones is going to be the beneficiary of some of that too, so I'm going to go there.
Alrighty, I believe it is to my third team.
That's correct, Brad. Yep.
What I have going right now is I took two running backs right away with Maurice Jones-Drew and Frank Gore. After that, I took Hakeem Nicks for my wide receiver. I have Matt Ryan as a quarterback, and I just took Anquan Boldin for another receiver. What I'm going to do is switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go back and hit a tight end. I'm going to take JerMichael Finley at this point. One of the better tight ends, I think, out there. Kind of try to cover all my bases.
I did not know you were a Finley believer.
Yeah, I do what I can.
So JerMichael Finley is the second tight end taken off the board then, second only to Antonio Gates, who went in the fourth round.
All right, we're coming up on our consensus team here, guys.
Okay.
Just to recap, our consensus team, we took Andre Johnson in 1, Michael Turner in 2, Tony Romo in 3, Miles Austin in 4, so we comboed up there, and we just picked up LeGarrette Blount. I think that was kind of all agreed that was based on a value.
Yeah.
His value was higher than round 5. So.
And I think at this point we've got to revisit. I'm looking at, there's sort of a grouping of running backs that I think are pretty talented at this spot, you know, sort of starters. And I think those are the best value right now. We could head tight end, but I still feel like a lot of tight ends are going to be there next round. So I'd target running back here. What do you guys think?
Only thing is, with Romo as your quarterback, you know, you could end up getting, you know, his tight end at this spot. But I think from what you're saying is, next round, you probably still have a pretty good shot at getting
that. And I don't know if you really want to get Jason Witten on this team. We've already got Tony Romo and Miles Austin. I mean, I think if you get Jason Witten, you're putting too many eggs in that Dallas basket.
Well, I think part of it, though, too, is if you're talking about draft strategy, which was something that I've kind of talked about for the last couple seasons I had is bye weeks are a big issue for people, where you kind of want to spread out the bye weeks that you have. And then some people might say you try to get everyone on the same bye week as you can, as many people as you can. So then you basically take a loss for that week, but the rest of the season you're pretty much full strength. What do you guys think as far as bye weeks go?
I don't agree with the whole take a loss 1 week thing. There's never a time when I'm setting myself up for a loss in a week. I try to spread out my bye week so I've got a pretty decent lineup every week.
Accepting a loss is a little bit too baseball for me. I mean, you know, and really in football, in the National Football League, and also in fantasy football, even more so, you're playing 14 games. Okay.
Yeah.
Baseball, you're playing 162 games in a season in the MLB, for example. You can set yourself up for a loss by playing your fourth or fifth starter in a pitching rotation. You can't do that in fantasy football. You can't do that in the NFL. Teams play to win every week. I think you need to play to win every week in fantasy also.
But there are 16 games in a season, not 14.
Well, there are 14 and then 14 in fantasy, and then your playoffs. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
let's assume that you're going to make the playoffs.
Let's hope you do.
All right. Listeners, this show is going to give you the edge. Point being, though, is that I definitely don't agree with setting yourself up for a loss. However, I'm not in agreement with losing out on a great value just because of a bye week.
Yeah, yeah.
Particularly when you're
looking
at late bye weeks, week 8, 9, 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Reason is, you're going to have injuries. You're going to have room to fit somebody in.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, so we're going to look for running back then.
That's what I was thinking anyway, yeah.
I agree.
All right, who wants to throw out a name?
The two I was looking at are Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis and Cedric Benson. I think both of them are pretty good value right here.
I think between them, I would lean a little bit more towards Cedric Benson. We've seen Andy Dalton play a little bit, not doing so hot. So I think really they're going to have to rely on that running game in Cincinnati. He's going to be the guy there. There's really no one else there that's...
I think because Andy Dalton isn't playing well, Ben-Jarvis could have a better season than him because they're going to shove 8-9 in the box against Cincinnati. Benson's going to have nowhere to run with you know, New England. They're going to have to respect Brady's pass game.
You always got to take into consideration with New England, though. They always have a lot of running backs.
They do.
Run
but
all of them.
Yeah,
so.
Ben-Jarvis had a really good season last year, and I think they're going to reward him with more carries this year.
Yeah, did they ever reward people in New England, though? Still, you know, he'll have a good game, and then, you know, he'll have two carries the next game. It's too shifty for me. I want to go with a guy that I know is going to get a good amount of carries every game.
What about Fred Jackson?
Fred Jackson's
decent. I could see Fred Jackson. I actually kind of like Fred Jackson here compared to some of the other people.
Okay, we can do that. Fred Jackson then?
All right.
All right, there he is. Fred Jackson off the board. Fred Jackson.
Anyone want to give a little bit of thoughts on Fred Jackson?
I just think he's a solid pick at this point. We were just talking about the ups and downs of starters. And I see just in general Cincinnati on the slide, if they can slide even further. I see Buffalo in a rebuilding phase. I mean, if they start winning games, everybody improves, you know?
I think a lot of people last year, too, thought that C.J. Spiller was going to come in and take the carries, and I think that he proved last year. He's a decent player, but Fred Jackson is the guy there, you know? So I think that ended up kind of easing a lot of people's fear with Fred Jackson last year that, you know, C.J. Spiller was going to come in, the fast rookie from Clemson, you know, and I don't think it went like a lot of people might have thought it was going to go.
Yeah, and Fred Jackson seems to be not very stellar, not like a big showman there or anything, but he's workman, you know? He gets his job done, he gets his points, so, you know, a good consistent producer on that team. I like that. So next up is going to be Honest Rob's second team.
Yep, my second team, just to introduce for everybody again. On this team, I decided to take a little bit different. I decided to go QB running back. To start off, I wanted to get in one of the elite quarterbacks in this team. So I picked up Aaron Rodgers. Also picked up Calvin Johnson in 2, Matt Forte in 3, which I wasn't very super fond of, but
had to get a running back at
that
point.
I'm going to believe in the Bears. Yeah. Yep. Reggie Wayne as a wide receiver at round 4, and I just picked up Javid Best, which I think was a pretty good pick for round 5.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Especially since we're all big Lions believers.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to also go running back here as well. I just believe in a lot of running back depth. I'm going to pick up Sean Green.
That's a good pick.
Nice pick.
I have my eye on him as well. But, I think the Jets tend to run a lot. You know, you do got to worry about LT stealing some of his carries and his touchdowns a little bit. But, I mean, overall, I think he's going to be the more consistent producer out of the two for the season.
Yeah, definitely. I like that good pick there. I think you're going to see a workload increase for him this season.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So, yeah, I think that was a pretty good pick for this point in the draft.
So now we're back to my second team, I believe?
That's correct.
Okay. So on this team, I've got Jamal Charles and Knowshon Moreno at running back, Steve Johnson and Vincent Jackson at wide receiver, and Peyton Manning at quarterback. As Rob was saying earlier, I believe in a lot of running back depth. I'm still kind of looking there for this team. And we talked about him a little while ago. I'm going to go with Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis. I think he's setting up for a pretty good season there in New England. So just add some running back depth there.
Going with the law firm.
All fitting, right? Fitting.
We are to my second team, and who I have so far is Chris Johnson and Ryan Grant as my running backs. I have Phillip Rivers as my quarterback. I have Greg Jennings as one of my wide receivers, and I have Antonio Gates, the tight end. What I want to do is fill out my wide receivers with this team a little bit. I feel like I'm kind of set as far as my running backs go. Seeing what's available on the board here, I'm going to step out a little bit here and take Sidney Rice. Good like wide that. Receiver. He's had some good production. Injury problems a little bit. New team. But I think given the talent or lack thereof on the team, I think he's going to be the deep threat downfield. He's got great hands. So I'm going to kind of hope that we'll see the Sidney Rice that we've seen, I would say, about two seasons ago.
Yeah, yeah. I do like
than last season.
I do like his talent. I worry a little bit about his quarterback with Tavares Jackson out there, but I do like his talent. He's a great receiver, so definitely a good pick there.
Yeah, I basically got to agree here. Rice proved a couple seasons ago that he can be the man,
mm-hmm.
yeah. but that was also with a much more proven quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this brings us around to Honest Rob's first team.
My first team here. Just to introduce you to the first team here, I've got Arian Foster picked up as a running back. Rashard Mendenhall got another running back right away. I'm really happy with that. I think those are guys going to put up big numbers. Matt Schaub is quarterback, which we've seen him bounce around a little bit over the past few years.
Yep.
Dez Bryant is I'm a big fan of as a wide receiver here, just because the Cowboys are who they are.
yeah.
There's always a cyclical. There's one guy is great, and then another guy is great. You know, so and then I just picked up Marcus Colston from New Orleans. That was a bit out of a limb because of the way that New Orleans spreads the ball around. At this point, what's going through my mind is I'm a big believer in skill positions, big believer in running back depth. I've got two running backs, two wide receivers at this point. This team has been a little bit more focused on the wide receiver. So you know we're. It's tough here, but I almost have to go back and say, take a look at some of these running backs because they just tend to get hurt more than wide receivers in my experience.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we just talked about it a little bit earlier. I think I am going to go with Cedric Benson at this point. Not a Cincinnati believer, but he's going to get some carries. He was a workhorse.
Oh yeah, definitely. So I like that pick there. You know, he's one of the guys that does sort of get all the carries for his team, and those are rare to find in the NFL these days. So definitely a solid pick, especially in the sixth round. I mean,
I just feel like running backs are really thinning out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to kind of say, you know, I really want a receiver, but I just think running backs are getting so thin. You almost have to pull the trigger.
Okay. And so that brings me back to my first team, I believe.
Your first team, yep.
Okay. Given what has just happened there with Cedric Benson off the board, I think I'm going to sort of shy away from running backs at this point. That sort of clears out that tier for me anyway. So I think I'm going to go and try to get a top-level tight end. I think I'm going to go with Dallas Clark here for my tight end for this team one here. Dallas Clark off the board.
All righty. That brings me back to my first team. I have Michael Vick as my quarterback, Peyton Hillis, and Ahmad Bradshaw as my running backs. I have DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin as my wide receivers. I think what I'm going to do here is try to get another wide receiver from another team, kind of diversify that position a little bit. I'm going to go with Uncle Chad Ochocinco at this point, and I think he's going to have a monster year with Brady throwing him the ball.
I think he's a steal at round six.
I think this is probably about where he should go. I've seen a lot of projections with him much lower than this. I think this is probably about appropriate for him, though. I wouldn't put him a whole lot higher than this. And honestly, with this group here, I thought somebody would get a little Patriot happy and jump on him a little early. But I think about sixth round is probably right for him.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's going to have a good year. And at this point at the draft, you're drafting upside,
mm-hmm.
and could have a huge upside.
Oh, yeah, you know? Definitely.
And at this point, you know, fitting into that kind of number three wide receiver slot, if you got a flex position, you know, not a bad wide receiver to have there as far as talent goes.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is your double up here. I think you've got another pick coming here.
Oh, Lord. let's see. I think now what I want to do is revisit the running backs here. I'll be honest, I'm a little stuck. I'm kind of stuck between two.
Yeah. Who are you thinking about?
This comes down to, I think, the challenge that a lot of people have. You have someone that you know is going to get the carries because they're the guy where they're at. Then you have a guy that might not be getting all the carries, but more talent-wise, you think they're talented. So what I was looking at is Mark Ingram, the rookie, down there in New Orleans, kind of the carousel running backs.
Mm-hmm.
But then also you have Marshawn Lynch out in Seattle where he is the guy.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with Ingram just based on talent. Heisman winner. I think he's going to steal and do a lot better than most people think he's going to do down there.
It's an interesting pick. So, it's a bit risky. I mean, I do worry because he's not the starter, you know, Pierre Thomas is, and he's still on the board.
Yes.
But yeah, I can see where, I mean, the kid's got talent, that's for sure.
Yeah. I've liked what I've seen so far in preseason. Pierre Thomas has proven to me that he is injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going to go ahead and they've been handling him the ball a lot in preseason, which means they're trying to give him that chance to shine and prove to them. So that's who I'm going to go with my pick there.
Okay, and this brings us back to my first team.
Yep.
I realized in the last round I forgot to tell all the listeners who I already had on this team. I had Adrian Peterson and Darren McFadden at running back. I had Roddy White and Mike Williams at wide receiver and Josh Freeman at quarterback, and then just added Dallas Clark on that team. I think I'm going to go for some running back depth here. Again, we're sort of out of that last tier we were on, so I feel like, you know, a lot of these running backs are more risky. You know, just looking for somebody with some upside. I think I'm going to go with Daniel Thomas, the rookie in Miami here. He is, unlike Mark Ingram, the starter. So I like him a little bit more than Ingram in terms of that anyway. He'll be getting most of the carries there. But again, he's a rookie, so it's a pretty big risk. But I mean, you're just adding depth at this point. So.
Yeah. And upside, once again.
Yeah.
Trying to add upside.